Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to 10th day of the 18-day challenge of gratitude by Suheyle Sengerzade. Okay. Thanks, God. I was doing 10th day of this challenge, and this day was so beneficial for me. And as always, I took some notes, and I wanna share some of them with you. Okay. At first, let me talk about the exercises of this day, day 10. The first exercise is you should go and find your childhood photo and or childhood image, and then set it on your background of your phone, and also put it on your wall of the room, okay? And yeah, the second one is to talk for at least 10 minutes to your childhood photo. And the next one is to buy a gift for yourself. Yeah. These are all the same, approximately. And yeah. Okay, let's get into the notes. He said the first point is if you want to know you love yourself or not, whether you love yourself or not, you should watch your behaviors. Okay, you should see your behaviors. By your behaviors, it shows that, for example, you love yourself or you don't love. Yeah, and the next point is don't talk about bad feelings and something that you don't want it, because when you talk about something, it becomes bigger and bigger, okay? So when your feeling is not good, you shouldn't talk about it, okay? Because when or if you talk about it, it will become bigger and bigger. And the next point that is so important and is a key point is when you focus or concentrate on something and you continue this process, that thing will increase in your life. Okay, so when we focus on something, for example, when we focus on when we focus on what, for example, wealth, okay, or health, it increases in our life, okay? When we focus on something and continue this process of focusing on something, okay? It increases in our life. And yeah. And the next point is don't collect information. He said we don't need to information anymore. We just need to improve our faith on God and our beliefs and so on. So don't collect information. And yeah, the next point is when you move towards your goals, the good stuff will come, okay? When you move, when you step toward your goals, the good stuff will come. And The next point is for people who are or who have a business. He said, try to give good feeling to your audience because your audience will pay for your good feeling. Okay, so try to give good feeling to your audience. Yeah, and the next point is when you have goals or when you have goal in your life, the word or God will tell you what to do to reach to that point, or to that aim. Okay, if you have you have aim or target. Okay, so having target is so much important. The next point is, the more your goals are clear, the more the world will know what give you. Okay? I say it again. When you know your goals clearly, the world will give it to you rapidly because the world knows what you want. So the more our goals are clear or are obvious, the more we become, we reach, the more we reach to that goal. Okay? And the next point is, believe your demons, believe your desires, believe your dreams, and don't make something big in your mind, because when you make something big in your mind, you fear and you don't move toward it. Okay, so don't make something big in your mind. And the next point and the final point is, if our inputs of our mind are negative, it will capture our dare and courage. Okay, so our inputs are so important and leading. Yeah, that's it. I don't have anything else. I suggest you to participate in this challenge, 18-day challenge of gratitude by Suheyli Sengerzadeh. You can head over to sengerzadeh.com. And you can do the challenge there. Yeah, this challenge is great. I'm learning so many things, and I'm so happy and grateful of God. And yeah, thanks God, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.